really made a commitment. Right. They hadn't made a commitment to you.
Well, they had nominated me.
Yeah.
But now it had to be confirmed.
Had to be voted on.
Right. I sat there in the park wondering what I should do, you know. And along comes I.W. Abel, the new president. And he sits down and he says, What is it with these players? I said, what do you mean? He said, what do I mean? He said, as my understanding is that the player representatives nominated you. I said, yeah. He said, Rogers, the Angels catcher, is the player representative. And he's you don't want no union bosses, et cetera. What is this? He says, why don't you just tell them to go?
Yeah.
I said, well, Abe, you know, I've got to think about this a little. And so we talked, and he was indignant about the whole thing, you know. But his bottom line was, look, if you want to do it, you want to make this trip, fine, you know. If you are not elected, we want you back here.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, right. So we go through the meeting, and when the meeting's over, I have to get to Palm Springs, and one of the staff people offers to drive me. And I have no reservations. It's a Saturday night. I just, you know, kind of bewildered by the whole thing, and get there. There are no rooms at the Riviera where we normally stayed. I ask them for help, and can they phone and motels, any place around? They call nothing. So the staff guy who drove me said, hey, Dave McDonald lives here in Palm Springs. I had forgotten. That's true. He had, after he retired, he bought a house in Palm Springs. So I pick up the phone and I call him. He said, oh, just come on out here, you know. He gives me directions. He said, we're going to have to go out. We have a dinner date, but we got enough food here. Just come out here. So I went out there. I've just come from his arch enemy, Abel. And McDonald says, look, here's the refrigerator, anything here. I had told him I have to work on what I'm going to say to the players the next morning. Here's a desk, here's paper, here's pens, you know. And he says, we may get back late, Rosemary and I, his wife. Here's keys to the garage, take Rosemary's car, go to the ballpark and bring it back, you know. And when he left, I thought, you know, how lucky can you get, you know. These two, I had served under both of them. They had fallen out with each other, and there was a lot of bitter feeling about that election. And both of them anxious to befriend me. So my point is that although they were discouraging about doing what I was thinking of doing, Their very kindness made it imperative that I at least go on that trip and see what happens.
Plus, I would have thought that if you had the opportunity to go back, you knew you were secure. That is, if it went for a year or two and these baseball players behaved badly, you had a good position to go back to.
Sure.
Take us to the hiring then, and your understanding of what your job was, and also the naming of your first general counsel, which was important.
Well, the trip was traumatic in a way. It had been agreed that the players would vote on my candidacy and the establishment of what they called an independent office of the Players Association, but they would vote on it after I had talked with them. They wouldn't, and I thought that was a good idea. I could meet with them, I'll leave, and they're free to vote however they want. So the result was, when I met with the four clubs that trained in California and Arizona, I did not know how they had voted. The arrangement was further that all of the player reps of the 20 teams would call in the vote results to Frank Scott, who was kind of an administrative assistant there, and he would not release any of the vote results until he had all 20. Result was, I did not know at that point in time how those four clubs had voted. If I had known, I'm not sure what would have happened, because I don't remember the exact totals now, but the California Angels voted something like 32-1 against me. The Giants were unanimous with one abstention against. Cleveland had, I don't know, one vote for me, I think. And the Cubs training in Arizona, maybe four or five votes, I don't know.
I'm interested in what you told them. I mean, if you can remember looking back, and also bearing in mind the revolution that you caused, what could you have told them about what you expected to achieve? I expect you were very modest about what you were what you were telling them.
Yeah. First, let me explain that what I learned later was that a campaign had been organized against me. I didn't know about
this. Oh, I see. Yeah.
And, and these four clubs, leaflets had been circulated, printed on the club's mimeograph machine. And, a whole campaign had started. The National League president had told the players that I was from the Teamsters, and that the Teamsters was gangster run, and that what this was going to mean was endless strikes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the whole job had been done.
But again, for historical purposes, explain to people that there really was no union. In other words, this was something that was absolutely a fresh start.
Absolutely.
So you weren't succeeding anybody.
No.
This was a total beginning.
Right. And nor had I ever had anything to do with the Teamsters Union.
Right, well, among other things.
At any rate, I eventually got to Florida, where the other 16 teams were. And there, the picture was entirely different. But what I had said to the players in all 20 meetings was basically this, that I understood that the organization had started many years ago and was basically without accomplishment, and that what it was hoped was that we could create a new organization, one that would be solidly in line with what players wanted. I said that I hoped when I finished talking with them each meeting that we could spend the last 15, 20, 30 minutes with them talking, with whatever comments they wanted to make and with whatever questions they had, because I always believed in operating with a lot of input from the people I represented. I said, I don't know what we're going to be able to accomplish, but I want you to know that no matter what you think about your working conditions, they're terrible. I said, I recognize that a lot of you have stars in your eyes. You always wanted to be a professional ball player. You always want to make it to the big show, to the major leagues. And I understand that, the players had told me the general line that the owners had always given was that you're lucky to be able to play